Om Shanti. We will now listen to the message from Bap Dada after Bhog was offered in Om Shanti Bhavan after Murli on Thursday, 24th April 2025. Today, on the day of the Sadguru, carrying lots and lots of loving remembrances with myself from all of you as I reach the subtle region to offer bhog to Baba. I saw very beautiful scenes of everyone's expression of love. So for a few seconds I continued to see these different scenes of love. And then I noticed Baba coming from a distance. I then said, Baba, where were you? Where had you been? Baba replied, Child, you know that every day the father goes on a tour to meet all the children, but on this day, there is not a single child to whom Baba does not go to meet and give them the return of their expression of love and their loving feelings. So on the day of the Sadguru, Baba went to meet all of his Brahmin children, whether they are in Bharat or foreign lands. Baba went on a tour to meet each child, and Baba gave each child drishti and blessings. Baba then said, the father has gone on a tour, but what will Baba do now? Baba invites all the children to the salad region now. Baba then spread out his arms and then said, Come my children, come my beloved children, my dearly loved children. And I noticed that many, many brothers and sisters got emerged in front of Bap Dada in the subtle region. Baba was giving all of them drishti. Baba then said, Look children, every day the father goes on a tour of the entire world. He comes to meet with the Brahmin children. He also goes to meet the devotee children. He also goes to meet those who are instruments for world transformation in an incognito way. Baba then said, Oh, he asked the children, Children, will you go on a tour as well? And everyone started clapping and they were very excited and said, Yes, Baba, we will come with you. So Baba then said, Okay, come along. So Baba was ahead and the children started following Baba in a large gathering as angels. What did they first see on their tour? There was a garden, and after a little distance, a short distance, a very beautiful gate, a door, and then at the end, at a high distance, there was a transparent room. It was illuminated by colorful light, different kinds of vibrations were being experienced outside this room, which was quite beautiful, and there were diamonds sparkling in all directions. Baba then said, all the children have to reach the transparent room. So the first stop was in the garden. There were very beautiful flowers and fruit visible. So what did some children do? Some started looking at the flowers, some started to pick the flowers and adorn themselves with those flowers. Some started to pick the fruit. Some started to accumulate a lot of fruit. So while they were busy with all this, Baba went ahead. Then Baba went closer to this beautiful gate on which was written, God, Baba is my combined companion. So the children all felt that yes, Baba is with me, but they used to forget the combined form. So because of forgetting the combined form, they stopped at the gate. And again, Baba reminded them, the Father is with you, Baba is combined with you. And as they reawakened that awareness, they were able to go through the gate and enter the room. The very beautiful scenes that were visible in that room, and the children got lost in looking at these scenes. And so some of the children got lost in looking at these scenes, but Baba started walking ahead. So Baba finally reached the transparent room. There were different colored lights all around this transparent room. And there was diamonds sparkling outside the room. Baba then said, those who wish to enter this transparent room may enter. So at the gate of this transparent room was written, the seat of your form of the self, of the original self. Some were lost in looking at someone else, some were engaged in something else, so they were not able to stabilize themselves in their original self. So when they did that, Baba advised them to do them, then they were able to enter this gate of the transparent room. And again Baba said, stabilize yourself in your original form of being the point. As they did that, rays of light spread out in all directions. And while they were able to see themselves as the point, they were able to see Baba as that point of light. So rays of light were spreading, and it was as though everyone was getting showered with diamonds and getting beautifully decorated with diamonds. Baba looked at this scene and then said, the Father has made the Brahmin children full in all ways. Baba continues to call the children to the subtle region as well, but there are still some children who have the habit, they have love for the Father, they have love for service also, but they have the habit of eating unripe fruit. So they get stuck in that. They get trapped by that. They forget what Baba is giving them, bestowing on them. They don't maintain the awareness of that. They just get lost in the habit that what I do, whatever I do, I should receive the result of that immediately. Because of focusing only on the result, they do make the effort, but they don't think they're receiving equal amount of result, and they're not able to have experiences with Baba. Secondly, Baba said, the Father has made all the children so full, but even then, the children forget their seat of their original self, their original stage, and they get attracted to external situations. Maya comes in different forms that make the children's minds wander. Thirdly, Baba said, according to the time, the children should practice this point form, and through that practice, they can accumulate a lot of powers from Baba, a lot of attainments as well. Time is showing different scenes, and because of all of that, the children have to pay more attention to their inner stage, their original form, the practice of being the point, and then whatever scenes are being shown by time will not leave any impact or influence on you. So the more you practice the point form, you'll be able to visualize your future form as well. The Father was Baba was giving a lot of love to the children and sharing drishti. Baba then said, Baba knows The very special beloved children have come for their bhatti in Pandapavan from Delhi. Baba gave them special remembrances. Baba emerged all of them, gave them drishti. And it was as though each one transformed into their future form. You have to become this in the future, but even at the confluence age, Baba gives you the experience of that stage. The father has called the children to the subtle region today, and so the father will definitely then gift the children something or the other. So everyone was very pleased to hear that Baba was going to gift them something. Sparkling crystal appeared in Baba's hand, on which was written, "May you be the form, complete with all powers." Sometimes the children have a lot of thoughts, weak thoughts, about what to do, but now you shouldn't think too much. Just make yourself full with all the powers. I then offered the bhog to Baba. And after the bhog, Baba was making the children full with all his drishti. And his certain souls had offered bhog. So Baba then said, "Baba has given the children the answer to all their questions, so each one should remain carefree. Always remember that the father is with you." Baba then gave remembrances to everyone. I then returned. Om Shanti.